And as Ari just mentioned, President Obama is hoping to energize Latinos, a key part of the Democrats' base. But according to a recent poll, Latino voters are more disillusioned with the political process than other voters are. NPR's Carrie Kahn has that story from California.
Can you hear me in the back? Raise your hand.
Most of the crowd at this recent Get Out the Vote rally at a downtown Los Angeles park were far from the stage, instead lining up to order tacos from a dozen different lunch trucks assembled for the occasion. Nevertheless, Antonio Gonzalez vied for their attention.
I want to welcome everyone to the Latino Vote Festival Lunch Truck Throwdown.
Gonzalez, who heads the Southwest Voter Registration Project, figured he could get more people out to a rally with food than politics. Judging from the small turnout, neither was a big draw. Maria Aguilar, who works at a party supply company, came with her daughter, Judith.
What brought you out here today? Tacos?
Yeah.
Politicians?
No.
Joking aside, Aguilar says she's concerned about the economy and high unemployment in California, but she's sticking with the Democrats, as she always has. Her daughter, Judith, an instructional school aide, said this year she may switch.
In fact, I've never voted for a Republican before, but, you know, our state is not in the best shape right now.
Latino voters overwhelmingly register as Democrats, about 60%. Only 20% register Republican. However, Antonio Gonzalez of the Voter Registration Project says disgruntled Latino voters don't usually express their dissatisfaction at the ballot box.
When we're not excited, our people don't switch Republican, they stay home.
That sentiment bears out in a recent poll by the Pew Hispanic Center, which found that nearly half of registered Latino voters will sit out the midterm elections. Mark Hugo Lopez of the center says on top of that apathy, there's a lack of exciting races in states with large Latino populations. But he says in places like California and Florida, politicians shouldn't assume Latinos are staying home.
In a few states where there are relatively large groups of Latino eligible voters, there are some very close congressional or state races that are likely to draw a lot of voters, not just Latinos, but all voters.
In Nevada, where Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is fighting to save his seat, one group is running commercials in Spanish and English, hoping to discourage the Latino vote, which could make a difference in the close contest. In the ad, the group Latinos for Reform say the Democrats have broken their promises, especially with regard to immigration.
Don't vote this November. This is the only way to send them a clear message. You can no longer take us for granted. Don't vote.
Univision, the Spanish language broadcaster, refused to run the ads. National Latino civic groups have widely denounced them and are launching Get Out the Vote drives in 8 states for the last week before the election. At the Taco Truck Throwdown in Los Angeles, Southwest Voter Registration Project Director Antonio Gonzalez says he's confident he'll get first-time voters out again this year.
If you vote twice in a row, then you become a regular voter.
And even if the polls are correct and only half of eligible Latinos vote, Gonzalez said it would be the highest turnout of Latino voters in a midterm election. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.